Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Pat Dixon, plus TVs, phones, pills, and a trash doll. It's all right after this.
There's a trend that I've been noticing watching the news that who are these people that protest death row inmates when the prisoner wants to die? The word nosy comes to mind. It's inhumane. It's inhumane. Oh, yeah, because he was real human. A lot of humans keep a freezer full of heads. They're so self-righteous out there on the picket line. Stop the killing. Stop the killing. No, I think you're missing the point here. He wants to die. State wants him dead. Families want him dead. Oh, but you want him to live. Fine. He can live with you. And when he's done drinking soup out of your skull, dabbing his mouth with your peace pamphlet, we'll come by, put a bullet in his head, and the world will have two less psychos to worry about.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold. There's Ace Cosby. There's Jess Hooker.
Hey.
And Pat Dixon is here. Don't forget Pat's podcast, the New York City Crime Report.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. That. And on the telephone, we have the one, the only Tom Griswold is home recuperating from a medical procedure, and he's just about lost the will to live. Tom, how are you?
Yes.
His descent into madness has turned into despair.
I want to thank you because, once again, I have to lie on my left side indefinitely because they inserted bubbles into my right eye to correct a torn retina.
Can you imagine what they would have done around the turn of the century, like 1900? They would probably first consulted the bones,
yeah,
and then they would have shaken a maraca over your eye.
The leeches out.
A bullet in a field.
We have leeches in the news.
We have leeches in the news?
Yeah, there's a new species of leech discovered near Washington, D.C., and it's not a politician. I know what you're thinking.
the government, huh? Okay.
Smithsonian research zoologist Anna Phillips and her colleagues at some university in Mexico.
I like the name of this college.
As well as the Royal
University.
I'm not going there.
What is it?
It's Universidad Nacional Autónoma de New Mexico. Whatever. No, New Mexico.
If you were here, you would say it. Some university.
Yes.
Next.
In Mexico.
Yeah, that's right.
As well as the Royal Ontario Museum said, Macrobdellia mimicus is the first new species of leech to be found on the continent in over 40 years.
All right.
Oh, the discovery was made after the DNA from leeches collected from around the United States was tested. The researchers determined the species lives in an area that spans from northern Georgia to Long Island.
I believe the Latin name is Exus wifius.
Oh, for a blood-sucking creature.
Macrobdellia mimicus is the name of the species.
Do they still use leech for medical procedures?
Yes, they do. Something, yeah. They have a natural anticoagulant.
They really do.
Wild.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I was pre-med. I would prefer that right now. I'd prefer that.
Put a leech in your eye? Would you put a leech in your eye to get up right now?
Not in your eye, but on your face?
Yeah, sucking on your eye.
Sucking on your eye.
All right, on your eye. Would you?
Anything to... Christy, understand, I haven't been able to do anything. You can't get up. You can't walk around. Boy. I mean, it's... I now feel for my dad. He had to spend all that time in an iron lung.
Oh. How about 100 leeches?
Well, if we're negotiating, I'll come back with 10. My point is, I want to thank Chick McGee for pointing out that on my television, you're right. The search has not disappeared. They just moved it.
Moved it to the right.
You found it.
Yeah, you just keep going to the right and you'll find your search. Yeah, and then you hit.
Well, you said left. Is it right or left?
I mean, I'm sorry, left. And then you hit home.
All the way left, yeah.
Yeah, then you hit home.
It used to say search, but they. How was I supposed to know that?
Here's the thing. I don't know when this started or why, but it is the rule of thumb now, and there's nothing we can do about it. Web designers, whatever, think it's cool that when you go to their website or their program, whatever, there's no directions on the page. You just got to take your cursor
and
run it around the page and hope for the best.
God.
So Netflix took that idea and said, you know what? It would be cool if we just don't put search on the home page. Just know people know to go all the way.
I would argue that they also want you to watch what's on the homepage.
Yeah,
they don't like
pushing it.
They don't want you searching.
And I will double down with you. And I would say Netflix is 90% correct. What I want to watch next. I don't know how they know, but they'll go here. Why don't you watch this?
Well, you're not very discriminate.
And I'll go. I think I have a wide and varied palate.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what you just said. Not very choosy.
Oh, that's right. I'll watch anything they tell me to watch. Oh, is that what you? I think we're all agreeing on this. Okay.
So now, Tom, this will help you out. You'll be able to watch more and enjoy more,
or listen to more, or whatever. Well, if you
and Xfinity also took the word search off of it, and they just put the little magnifying glass. When they make these changes, they need to have someone come over to my house, knock on the door, and tell me.
Chick, you should have a 1-800 number. People can call you, and you can walk them through how to run their television.
I'm here to help. Yeah, you know me, I like to reach out and talk to strangers.
You do.
It's
really a strength of yours.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All weekend, chatting it up with the neighbors.
Yep. How you doing, Leonard? What's up, Brandon?
Can you imagine?
I should point out Brandon.
Yeah, Chick. Yeah. I can.
Don't you subscribe to two special channels that are just British television that are only available through some exotic port?
BritBox
and Acorn.
Yeah, that's
and LimeyNet.
Well, I think I'm out of LimeyNet. I think they might have folded.
They did fold along with
MoviePass. I forgot about Acorn. You're right. Yeah, Acorn and BritBox are my go-tos when I can't find something to watch.
Do you think you'd be shocked if you looked at your bank statement at how many subscriptions
I can tell you.
At least 50, right? 50.
If there's an app out there that can go through, and I'm sure there is, that can point out duplicitous subscription. At one point, I know I had 4 Netflix accounts because I kept forgetting the password.
Oh my God.
I just start a new account.
So you were paying for 4.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh my.
I don't know if it's
in. You might as well just put money in a blender.
Somebody evidently is more certain about it than I am. So.
Well, they're just like, the company's like, this guy loves us.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what's happening in my place.
Well, Pat Dixon, I know you've got your podcast. I know you're touring, stopping at Crackers this weekend. What else is going on in your life that we need to know about? I haven't been able to talk to you off the air, so I can't catch up. Anything exciting and fun?
Oh, yeah. I got 4 Netflixes.
Wow.
Yeah. Tom, I'm just trying to stay alive, stay happy, and not, get thrown in jail like so many people do and try to take care of my health. I don't know. I'm not doing drugs anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
You're not doing them any less.
But not doing them any less. Exactly. I'm right where I want to be.
We're in the sweet spot. That's right, baby.
Are you still smoking cigarettes?
No, I quit.
How long's it been?
You quit a long time
ago.
Don't
I sound angry enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of years ago. I quit 15 years ago and then picked it back up right after I got married.
Oh.
It was a little more stressful than I anticipated.
Uh-huh. I see.
And then she yelled at me until I quit.
Maybe you smell like an ashtray.
Yeah. That's it.
What's worse for your health? Your wife or cigarettes?
You know, you got to make a choice at some point, don't you? I figured, they haven't really done all the tests on my wife. How many years she's shaving off.
Can you imagine a big medical report and a picture of her comes up? If you see, it's probably shortening your life by 7 to 10 years.
Scientists figure out marriage worse for you than cigarettes.
There should have been a warning on here.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the commercials that they have some drugs like Chantix, except it would be, you've been married for 7 years. Maybe you need BitchX.
If you're allergic to marriage, don't try BitchX.
Ask your doctor if BitchX is right for you.
Yes. Have you seen the latest Chantix commercial? It's like a multicolored duck on a surfboard or something crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Because of the weird dreams you have.
Yeah. I guess you're supposed to have crazy, wild dreams on Chantix.
And now they're using it as a selling
point? Now it's a selling point. Yes.
Yeah. You don't have to do acid anymore. You can just take Chantix.
You just hook us up with some Chantix.
My acid bill has just...
Well, I since I've been forced to watch television for the last 48 hours because I'm not allowed to read... about every third commercial is for some kind of major drug.
Sure.
But the problem is they have to give every disclaimer now. Can't the doctor do that if these are prescription drugs? Why do they have to tell you that, you know, one person in 10,000 during the testing had their taint go?
We live in a litigious society.
Yeah. Here, Josh, I'll show you a still picture from the Chantix commercial. What are you looking at?
Oh, it's like a turkey. I love those. Yes, it's an animated turkey. I've seen these commercials. They're fun.
And the animated turkey is multicolored, and he's filling up a bird feeder.
Oh, I thought he was loading a bomb.
That's kind of looking at it.
That's not really how you do it.
I think that's suggestive of that.
Yeah. If you want to see this in your dreams, try Chantix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There it is. Wow. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Furious wet dreams when you're on Chantix.
Yeah, that's not a duck.
Is that true?
I just wanted to say furious
wet dreams. Is that what your wet dreams are like? A turkey packing a bong?
Well, usually the turkey's cooked, but yes, yeah.
Oh, you know, now see, you're feeding right into his
turkey
little...
with a big ass, you know, walking away from me. Okay.
I can't believe Tom hasn't hung up.
We don't know he hasn't.
All I heard was your idea of a wet dream is something you can eat.
I was beating you to the punch.
Turkey. Okay, yeah.
Turkey
sorry.
Turkey.
Experts have debunked a viral study claiming cell phone use among children is causing them to grow horns. In 2018, a study analyzed x-rays of 1,200 participants measuring a bony projection at the back of the skull. Researchers had hypothesized that modern technologies might play a role in the development of adaptive, robust cranial features, especially in younger individuals.
Adaptive, robust cranial features.
Isn't that, that's a lot of big words.
Yes.
Anthropologists appear to have taken issue with how the findings have been reported by some news outlets, with the Washington Post declaring horns are growing on young people's skulls. John Hawkes.
I don't think this... doesn't sound like it could ever be true, right?
At the University of Wisconsin, highlighted several inaccuracies included in the study, such as an incorrect graph, and said the results appear to be total nonsense. So don't worry, horns are not growing.
Isn't
on
this
your
a
kids.
Thing, though? I mean, don't people like have horns attached to their heads?
Yes, you can get,
you can
like
get
implant
them.
Things.
Yeah, implants, like piercings yeah. and
right.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right,
yeah.
that is a thing.
Yeah, body
that,
modification.
Exactly.
They do think there may be issues with people staring down at their phones constantly.
Yeah, that does happen with your neck.
I mean, carpal tunnel is a real thing for people that have to do certain tasks over and over again. If you've ever had it, you know that it's real. Mm-hmm. And there may be things happening with our eyes and other things. There also is a lot of concern now about, I guess, the amount of radiation that these phones are giving off is a lot more than they thought.
Oh, that's back in the news?
Yeah, they're now saying that you should, because you know, they're near our heads so much. Some studies are suggesting maybe people should just use the little headphones when they use them. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hold the radiation down by your lap. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pass it on to your kids.
Or on your ass cheek.
Engineers have shown it's technically possible to guide a tiny robotic capsule inside the colon to take micro ultrasound images. A
fantastic voyage.
Yep.
Raquel West, Donald Pleasance.
It doesn't sound so fantastic.
Yeah,
this is known as the Sono Pill. The device could one day replace the need for you to undergo an endoscopic examination. Of course, we all know what that is, where they put the scope up, which can be kind of invasive and not exactly the most look forward to procedure by anyone.
Those have gotten pretty easy.
Yeah, nice twilight sleep.
Wouldn't you rather just take a pill?
That swims around my butt?
Suppository.
What if something goes wrong? What if they accidentally
take pictures of your small intestine?
What if they don't hit the picture button, they hit the laser button?
Welcome to Doctor's Roundtable. Josh Arnold is here with us. Josh, talk a little bit, if you would, about the new procedure.
Well, it's a pill you jam up your butt, and it swims around. Swims around up in there.
Swims around up in there.
You swallow it, and it goes
down. It's got a tiny light because it's murky.
Steam doctor, Dr. Josh Arnold.
It's like exploring Loch Ness. You need some headlights.
Are you trying to say there's people in the pill that push the wrong button?
Yes.
There are not people inside the pill.
Yes, there are.
No.
They just don't want you to
it's
know.
A little camera.
All right.
Jesus. They don't want you to know.
But somebody's controlling that camera, right? Or is it just on its own? What if all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, it's trying to get up into my stomach?
I don't think it has legs and crawls
through the
around.
Natural process.
It's like a free-range camera,
I don't trust it at all.
Do you swallow this thing?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. It's a pill.
Wasn't there a movie? With
Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, no, Interspace. Dennis Quaid.
Interspace.
Yeah, Interspace.
Boy, that was a miss, huh?
No.
Oh, I love that movie.
Martin Short and Dennis Quaid.
Great
really?
Movie.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Really? When they both still looked like Dennis Quaid and Martin Short.
How's Rick Springfield not in that one?
Yeah. Huh? No joke.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid just has not made very many movies, has he?
No. I wonder why. What's the old joke about my friends videotaped their wedding and Dennis Quaid was in it?
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this video, but in Missouri, a shirtless man reportedly was dragging a topless, unconscious woman through downtown Kansas City.
Oh, my.
I heard about it. Yeah,
I saw the video.
Twitter.
It's
yeah.
pretty troubling. Turns out it was a life-size doll.
Mm-hmm. Still troubling. Just for different reasons.
Arguably not as troubling, but still troubling.
According to police, callers reported the man looked like he wanted to throw the woman over a bridge, that he had dropped her and was appeared to be trying to dress her. When officers arrived, they found it. Apparently, the doll was found in a trash bin, and he was carrying it home.
Oh, man.
To do what?
Look what I found. I'm going to keep it. I'm keeping it.
One man's garbage is another man's wife.
I hope he was taking it to one of those self-serve car washes.
Oh, God.
I believe they were throwing her away. I can't understand that.
Police told the man he was not ticketed, but he was told to not carry her around in public.
What would they ticket him for?
Okay.
They didn't ticket him.
Yeah. What would they have?
Well, just being a weird.
I don't think public that's against weirdo. The law.
That should be against the law.
We're going to have to cite you for being cuckoo.
Come here. Hey, crazy guy. Come here. Yeah. Cuff him, will you? Absolutely. Another reason I'm not a cop, right?
No, take it. Just a mallet in the head. That's it.
It's pretty disturbing video when you just see it. Because traffic camera caught them, and they show him trying to put the clothes on this doll / woman.
I don't want her to get a ticket.
You look cold, honey. I'll get you all dressed up.
I don't want anybody else to see you naked.
I'm confused. Was the doll not clothed?
It was topless.
Apparently, topless, yeah. It was not. Apparently, he was trying to clothe the doll, or maybe the clothes were found next to the doll.
He didn't
want
to get a ticket, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's an exposure, doll. Yeah.
Man, Tom, he found this doll in a dumpster and was dragging it home.
what are those dolls called? Real life? Or?
Real dolls.
Real
dolls. I think they're real dolls. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to real life. Yes. This is dragging it home from a dumpster.
I think this doll was as nice as one of those real dolls.
I'm going to love you always.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars. This time, Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.